He's a public health specialist working at the Ghana Health Service. He's a regional program manager for TB and HIV/AIDS. He has extensive experience working at the district level to strengthen health systems. He's expanded TB dots to the community level. He has achieved TB treatment success rates of greater than 95% consistently for the last 5 years. He supervises and manages 10 antiretroviral clinics, 3 state line ART clinics, and 198 PMTCT sites in various locations in the Upper East region. Welcome, Samuel.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Yeah, our area of study was to assess the challenges and opportunities for ARV adherence among ARV users in Bolgatanga, Museum of Ghana. And those who supported me in my research were Dr. Kuku Awuno and Francis Hiji. For introduction, we all know the epidemic has gone to a big scale, 34 million people live with HIV, out of which 23.5 million, about 69%, live in sub-Saharan Africa. Mortality is on the high, and sub-Saharan Africa accounts for about 76%. And the impact of HIV goes beyond the individual and family, and it affects all sectors. The resources that are meant for development are also used for healthcare and support services. For the study area, of which is part of northern Ghana, the area has consistently reported one of the highest HIV prevalence in the country over the years. Recent HIV sentinel survey conducted in 2012 showed that HIV prevalence in the area is 2.1% compared to the national median prevalence of 1.3%. And conditions in the region prevail for HIV transmission. 47% of the population are in the productive age group. Poverty is high, high literacy rates, and urban rural urban migration is high. But with this, we don't have data to show ARV adherence among people who are using ARV. For the core strategy to mitigate the HIV in the area, within provision of HART that is accessible and affordable is what we want to do. Prevention of further HIV transmission, including reinfection through public health messages, advocacy, providing enabling environment, and then providing the provision of psychosocial support to the infected and affected, including Know Your Status campaigns with follow-ups and home-based care. And lastly, promotion of the economic empowerment and social cultural integration and legal rights for the affected people. For the study objective, we wanted to assess the challenges and opportunities for ARV adherence among ARV users in the Bolgatanga Municipality of Northern Ghana. The study methods was as a descriptive cross-sectional in design involving clients on ARVs, health providers and NGOs using semi-structured questionnaire, observations, and review of documents. For the sampling, we used the Bolgatanga Municipal Hospital, which is a referral hospital, and we also used health providers, and 2 NGOs were selected purposefully. And then clients were selected by systematic sampling. For the inclusion criteria for this study, we use ARV users who have been on ART for 3 months or more and age 18 years or more. And then we selected 20 ARV users using systematic sampling. And then service providers were people who were actively working for at least 3 months, and they were also interviewed. And then we used 2 NGOs who provided support services to people living with HIV in the area. And this is the area we did the work. for the findings, realized that 10% of respondents were adherent by self-assessment, while 95% by provider assessment. We're surprised that ARV adherence were near the regulatory recommendation of greater than 95% for maximum and durable viral suppression. We're also surprised that health workers often find time to attend training programs, but later give a lot of excuses when they are called to duty. We realize that 3 out of 10 trained adherent counselors were active service providers. We're also surprised that all the providers were satisfied with counseling, which indicated 100% were satisfied. And if you see the trend of HIV prevalence is stabilizing in the area. There's a downward trend. Findings continued. We also realized that we use the public health approach, which has rated access and adherence. We use simplified methods without the need for costly laboratory analysis. Drugs were standardized, but we ensured that they were not tailored to the needs of individuals. Drugs were given out with our system to monitor drug resistance, as witnessed by TB, malaria, and other microbial infections. There was no system for follow-up. We realized that there was heavy turnouts at clinics, which suggested that patients developed confidence in the system. Cost of ARVs provided value, but scared users. People have to pay at least $2 for their ARVs just to give value for the drugs. But then it also, people who do not have funds to pay were given the drugs. We also saw that social belonging was enhanced by support from NGOs and helped to diminish HIV and adherence. The study revealed that when there's improvement in health, most of the clients want to bear children, want to marry and have children of their own, as you saw in the first presenter. We have limitations to this study. We realized that selection of 20 clients out of over 400 ARV users not exist may not be fully representative, but it will give a fair idea as to how to address the study objective. The study did not assess the number of patients who were still on their drugs after 2 years. Some respondents might have given a false response because they wanted support. In conclusion, ARV clients, once enrolled, because they came by themselves, will adhere to treatment. There was great stress to ARV users and self providers due to limited facilities providing ARV. Integration of ARV care services into the mainstream may take a little longer due to stigma. The role of NGOs was useful in the continuum of care in ARV adherence. We recommend the need to increase ARV service points for accessibility, train more staff, and use tax shifting system. And then provide continuous health, public health education to diminify HIV in order to integrate ARV services into the general health system. And then involve stakeholders in planning and implementing of health services to enhance support. We acknowledge the hospital that we work in, and then also people who are also staff that are also preparing to start the service. Thank you for your attention.